appreciate y'all clicking on this call, man. You know,
joining conference.
You know, I know it's hard to get around and talk to everybody and say what's up to everybody, man. But you know, as I say, man, from Drake and from everybody, man, we really appreciate it, man. For real. And we thank y'all for that. I know Drake got some things he won't say to y'all, so. No, I don't know if you're on yet, but
yeah, no, I'm here. Hi, everybody.
What's up, man?
How you doing? I guess it's nice to, you know, I guess we're all informally meeting, so I like to say, you know, it's nice to finally have this conversation, and like Slim said, you know, I appreciate everybody taking the time to gather together for this one phone call. I truly, truly appreciate the support that I've received so far. You know, definitely it's crazy to be, you know, 23 years old and from Toronto, you know, a part of this new world with who I feel are some phenomenal people. But, you know, it's definitely a scary feeling to be having to put out a first album when we've just been doing music a certain way for so long. So, you know, definitely thank you for your support on Over. That was really, really a special thing for me. You know, that song meant a lot to me. I got a funny email today from Jay-Z about that record. He was like, oh man, you know, whatever the date is today, I finally fell in over. He's like, it's like the girl you see at the club, she's not the cutest, but then you speak to her and realize she's like one of the sexiest women of all time. So I thought that his feedback on the record was funny. But yeah, you know, I know that it was a unique record, and I appreciate everybody, you know, showing me support on it. And again, you know, continuing forward, continuing to take risks and just make free-spirited music. I've come to the decision to release this next song that Kanye did with me called Find Your Love. And, you know, it's a song that I care a lot about. I think it's very vulnerable coming from a man's standpoint, and I'm very proud of not only the song but the visual we have behind it, and just everything, you know, everything we have going on, the movement, the team of people, Thank Me Later, you know, this whole point of my life is joining conference. It's very important to me, so thank you very much for all your help. I do appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks. It's Al speaking.
Actually, like 10 minutes ago.
Oh, dope.
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, I guess the most evident thing would be the fact that, especially, you know, you take the city that I'm from, we take the country I'm from. I mean, it's rare that you see a hip-hop icon, period, from Canada. And, you know, it's just, I think, I mean, my city has always inspired me in the things I do, the choices I make. You know, I'm very proud to be from Toronto. So for them to have a reason to be proud, and for that reason to be me and the people that I'm affiliated with, because, you know, I mean, I've brought everybody from Toronto, you know, out on the road with me, and people that are involved in my album. I've really tried to incorporate all the individuals that I trust and believe in from home. So, yeah, it's a really great feeling. I mean, I'm sure it's something similar in the States. You know, whether you hail from Atlanta or New York, and you do something triumphant for your city. But I guess it just means a lot to me being the only one at this point that's been able to reach this point in the game. And you know, I think with the support that I've had and the affiliations of the people that, you know, I'm in business with, I think that it's been the most desired type of success. You know, I feel like I've been blessed, although it's been very quick, and I do try and pace myself. I feel like I've been blessed to see a level of success that, you know, individuals often dream about. So I'm definitely very honored to have that U.S. support. And just have people interested in what I have to say and the brand that I have to offer. It's definitely a humbling thing.
So,
you know, I think it was a mix of a series of unfortunate events for me. You know, I mean, obviously, I was I was
joining conference.
I was down and out for a while due to my leg. And, you know, I was actually mentally and physically just not capable of really venturing out and making the music I wanted to make. I really do make my music off of life. You know, I'm really truly inspired by life. And when I can't really live, and when I mean live, I mean, you know, go out, see people face to face, talk, take women out, see friends, you know, things of that nature. When I'm restricted from doing that, it's hard for me to really have much to talk about. I think that also, you know, the way I really wanted to make this album truly about my life and not about the life. You know, I don't want to sit here and tell people that I'm just so busy and I'm making money, and, you know, I don't want to seem disconnected from my fans and the people that actually listen to me, not only to enjoy, but for advice. You know, I really do respect the audience that I have, and I know that they come to me not only for, you know, a sound or not only just to move, but they come to me sometimes for my words or often for my words. So I didn't want to shortchange them. I wanted to give them an album full of substance that was potent. And so it just took me a little longer to get back on my feet, you know, start living life and start having some real normal stories to tell. It involved me, you know, being at home and sort of disciplining myself, recuperating, and, you know, trying to do things amidst all this chaos, like find love, you know, and find somebody to find companionship. And, you know, I mean, this album really is a story. When you listen to the entire body of work, you'll see that it's truly a story of the last year of my life, you know. And it's crazy because I had 22 years to make the mixtape that you heard, and then I had a very short period of time to make this album that, you know, everybody expects to trump my last project. So I feel like I did everything in my power to make that album as true to life as possible.